Shalom, 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 family. It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty, the rabble rouser, that is coming at you from just outside of Philly. Believe it or not, I am in the halfway point between Philly and Lancaster. If you know anything about Pennsylvania, you probably know two things, and that's that we've got Philly, which is the city of brotherly love, also known as Philadelphia, I'm sad to say. But, you know, cheesesteaks and soft pretzels and Philly cream cheese. And we've got the Amish. We've got the Pennsylvania Amish here. And that is cows and organic produce and, you know, ladies in modest dress with girls with bonnets and men in overalls type life, right? So I live exactly between the two, like halfway between the two. And I think it shows in kind of how I'm living. But anyway, that's beside the point. I want to get right to it. Y'all be glorified, magnified, and praised. Please speak truth through me today. Dig it. There's this story, right? What happened one time in antiquity. It is written. You can go search the scriptures for yourself. But it's written. And what happened was these nations had come against Egypt, right? The Ishmaelites and Edomites and all these people, they had come against Egypt. And so they had a really, really big army, right? And so Egypt was afraid of them. And they were kind of whipping up on Egypt's behind. So Egypt came to the Israelites and asked them to help fight. They were like, listen, you guys are known to be fighters. These guys are trying to, like, you know, they're doing us in. Will you come and fight with us? And so the Israelites were like, okay, cool. So this was when the Israelites were living in Goshen. If you guys know anything about Goshen, Goshen was like a protected place. Like when there was famine everywhere else and disease and all this stuff, the Israelites never had any of that in Goshen. Goshen was like good, right? So the Egyptians went down to Goshen and asked the Israelites if they would help fight against the Ishmaelites and Edom and all these kings that were like encamped against Egypt. And so it happened that the Israelites were like, okay, yeah, cool, we'll help you, right? They prayed, and the Most High was like, yeah, go ahead and help. So like, okay, we'll help you. So, but the Egyptians didn't trust them because they were like, well, the Ishmaelites are actually their brothers. And so what if they get into battle and they like turn on us, right? And so they said, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll tell them to lay back in battle, and then only if those guys really start to beat up on us should they enter into battle. Otherwise, let's keep them far enough away that they can't just, like, you know, team up on us. So they're like, okay, whatever. So Israelites agreed to, like, lay back unless the battle got, you know, overwhelming for the Egyptians and those guys. And as it was, it did happen that way, right? The Ishmaelites and Edom and all those guys, they whipped up on the Egyptians. And so the Israelites came in and with a very small number, whipped the Ishmaelites and Edom and all these other kings, whipped them back, whipped them bad, okay? Tore them up with these few soldiers, right? Because they had inquired of the Lord, they trusted in Yah. Yah was like, I got you. And so, as was often the case with Israel, it didn't take as, like, anywhere near as many of them to, like, really decimate these armies, these great armies. They didn't lose any soldiers, right? The Israelites didn't lose any soldiers. And so when the Egyptians saw how few soldiers it was taking of the Israelites to beat down the Ishmaelites and Edom and all these other kings, they basically left the battlefield. And we're like, well, we'll just let them do it. And they left. And so after the battle, like as the Israelites were returning from the battle, they found like all these Egyptians and like hiding out on the road, like cowering from battle. And so what they did was they slew them. They killed them, right? They were like, how are you going to leave us, those little few of us out there in battle to fight your battles for you? And so they slew them, and they slew them and called them Ishmaelites and Edomites and all of the other thing. Like, basically, they were like, you're the same to us as they are to us, right? Now, I tell that story because, first of all skin folk ain't kinfolk, okay? And even the skin folk that are kinfolk, sometimes they're on the other side. Keep that in mind always in life. But really, what I wanted to talk about is when you go to war and you go to protect a coward, right? When you go to protect a coward, it's bad enough if they're a coward, right? Like, it's bad enough they can't fight their own battles. They're all scared. They come to you. You have less resources than them. You have less know-how than them. You are in a less of a position to take up the battle that they're fighting, that they're in. But they recruit you because they know that the hand of the Most High is upon you. And so you take up their battle for them, right? And so you fight their battle and you win their battle for them. But then you look up and you're standing alone in that battle, right? You win it alone, and they're somewhere like in the background, like taking pictures and hiding out. Have the wisdom to turn your sword on them. You don't now go back and butter them up and, oh, it's okay, I know you were scared. Have the wisdom to turn your sword on those cowards who set you up to fight their fight. Because it's bad enough for them to set you up to fight their fight that's not your fight and you get involved. But the fact that they would leave you in that fight by yourself and go and hide out and, like, oh, they've got it, they're doing fine. You better know as soon as that battle is over, as soon as you win that battle, you turn around and you slay them. This nice guy stuff that Paul taught you guys is so contrary to how the Most High operates and how he takes territory, how he keeps territory. And how he makes his name great, right? When someone does you like that, someone calls you into their fight, you are less equipped than they are for the fight, but because of the hand of Yah on you, you win that battle and you look up in the heat of battle and they have turned tail and tucked tail and run and gone in the other direction. And as you're coming back from the battle, you see that you're all exhausted and bloodstained and they're somewhere hiding in the bushes. It's time to slay. You don't put your sword down until you slay every one of those cowards. You slay them before you go home to rest. So I know that it's controversial for, a lot of you, like, oh, she's so spiritual, but she's always talking about war and she's always like, she's not very forgiving and boom, boom, boom. You forgive those who are worthy of forgiveness. Cowards are first in Revelations. When you look at who has their place in the lake of eternal fire, cowards are first on the list. Okay. So we don't do cowards. We don't spare cowards. We don't do cowards. We don't support cowards. We slay them. We slay them. So if you go into some vulnerable person's battle because they, for whatever reason, are afraid, even though they're more than capable, right? They're equally matched to their opponent, but their fear leads them to call on you, and you go in with your little measly resources and go to battle with them. And you look up and they have left the battle. Psh, let me tell you, you better slay them next. You better slay them before you go home to bed. You slay them, you take them down, you cut them down, every last one of them in every way possible. Because we are not going to allow these wicked seeds to be associated with us and to use us in the way that they have been able to use us. And then we on some nice guy stuff, on like, well, I don't know what to call this false spirituality. Oh, it's okay. I know you were scared. No, it's not okay. It's definitely not okay. Slay those cowards. Now, if you minding your business, somebody calls you into the fight, they better be ready to fight beside you until the last sword is drawn. And if they're not, if they leave you fighting their battles, I'm telling you, Zion, mark my words, slay those cowards. You hear me? You slay them just like they were the ones they called you in to fight, because they are. They're just like them. So that's all I got for you. If you haven't already, go to the YouTube channel Black Enlightainment, just like here on Anchor, and check out the playlist entitled The Culture. Those are original songs by me. If you're in the business and you want to help me not be crusty like I am on YouTube, you want to help tidy up my songs and touch them up and all that things that you guys do, or if you'd like to collaborate with me as a musician, pray on it and get at your girl. I'll pray on it and hopefully we can do something great together. So y'all be blessed and magnified in this beautiful festival week. And yeah, y'all be magnified, glorified, and praised. Empress Shady the Rabble Rouser, I'm out.